tough financial times call for dramatic measures. That's part of the reasoning behind all the bailouts and nationalizations we've seen in Europe and the U.S. lately. For some reason, that's not flying too well in Argentina. This week, the country's president announced plans to nationalize Argentina's private pension funds. The move didn't win the president any friends, as Ian Mount reports from Buenos Aires.
On Tuesday, Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner stepped to a podium at her country's Social Security Administration to announce what she framed as a reasonable move in times of a stock market crisis. Argentina would take over its private pension program to ensure those in it a proper retirement.
En un contexto internacional donde los principales estados...
In an international context, where the main G8 countries are protecting their banks, we're doing the same with our retirees and workers.
The financial markets, and many Argentines, didn't see the sudden move quite that way. Over the next few days, the country's bonds lost a quarter of their value, and the local stock market fell 20%. Here's Mariano Lamote, an economist at the local research firm, ABCEB.com.
La justificación del gobierno para hacer esta medida.
Lamote says that while the official justification was to protect people's retirement money, the real reason was that over half of the $29 billion in the funds is made up of Argentine national bonds. And if the nation took over its own bonds, it wouldn't really have to pay them anymore. Plus, he adds, people worried that the government meant to raid the cash box for money to pay back its debt and to spend on public works in 2009, an election year.
El verdadero motivo era para asegurarse la caja en los próximos años del gobierno.
Wall Street investors are also skeptical. If Argentina, which owes about $20 billion to its creditors in 2009, was desperate enough to raid its pension fund for cash, does that mean it was about to default? And if they needed more money later, what business might they nationalize next?
It's like investing in Ecuador, investing in Venezuela. It's just like you really don't know what to expect from day to day. There's no safety. There's no guarantee. There's no respect for the rule of law. There's no consistency. Like you're not dealing with a rational government.
That's Arian Vasquez, an emerging market economist at Wells Fargo.
There's no really available sources of financing for Argentina. So this is one way in which they could earn some capital and basically reduce the risk of another government debt default, at least in the short term.
Many Argentine citizens, while unhappy with the move, are more cynical than panicky. After all, Argentina goes through economic crises pretty regularly, and the government has a history of bad money management. 33-year-old Cesar Abelenda owns an interior design store in the Palermo neighborhood and as part of his retirement in the private system. Abelenda says the plan feels rushed and inopportune. And, he notes, his grandparents didn't get very much out of a previous state system either. He prefers to put the bare minimum into his account and plans to fund his retirement through his own entrepreneurship. He knows, he says, that he won't be able to retire on his pension, whether it's public or private.
Yo sé que no voy a vivir con esa plata en el futuro.
Ironically, the most fervent Argentine critic of Fernandez de Kirchner's nationalization plan may be the deceased founder of her own Peronist political party. In 1973, Juan Domingo Perón criticized a previous state takeover of private retirement funds that happened under a military government.
Para mí eso es simplemente un robo porque no era plata del Estado.
To me, that's simply a robbery. Because that's not the state's money. It's the money of the people who formed these societies and organizations.
Ouch. For the world, this is Ian Mount in Buenos Aires.